yesterday talk, we came to know the need of some master, someone adept in spiritual way, who has become conscious co-worker of divine plan, and also can give us demonstration to have ourselves that consciousness. So what we will have to consider today, what the word master or guru stands for. Is a man like us, of course, born the same way. The same constitution outside, inside, but he is adept in a way in which you want to progress. And that way is the ultimate goal of a man's body thing. And that is to know God, and to know God first we should know ourselves. Who can give us a contact with God? As I told you yesterday, God in absolute God cannot be contacted. Nobody has seen God at any time in life. But God in expression, the outer expression of which is light and sound that can be seen with the single eye within us and hear with the inner ears. So who can give a contact with God? He resides in every heart, of course. There is no heart without it. He is the controlling power of all creation and also controls us in the body. That world and God into special power lies in every heart, but where that is manifest, that manifested God in Him can give us a contact with the God into special power which already is within us. The only work is here to withdraw our attention from all outside and from the body below. Bring it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, where this single eye is open to see the light of God. And inner ears are also open to hear the voice of God. So what is master or guru or? So Guru Nanak was asked, who is guru? Who is your guru? He said, Shabd is my guru. That is God into spiritual power, which is the cause of all creation. He is my guru. So we can only say that where that God power is manifested, through the world made flesh, the world manifested in Him can guide us in withdrawing our attention from outside and having contact with Him, which is already there. So when they come, they never say that we are gods. They simply say we are sent by God, we are the messengers of God. We are men like you, of course, but we have come with a purpose, with some message to convey to you from God. And that the main message is, well, man, you have got the highest golden opportunity in man body in which you can come back to home. And there is work to guide people back home, as I told you yesterday. So all masters said like that. Kabir also said that I am a messenger only. Guru Nanak also said the same thing, I am simply a mouthpiece of God. I speak as inspired by God. Kabir also said the same thing. Christ also said, my Father has sent me. Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. So such like person is one. Openly, apparently appears to be man like us, but he is competent to withdraw our soul from outside and raise up to the level of the eye and open the inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. So he is world made flesh. when he will come, he will be able to hear the voice of God or the reverberating in all creation. And also, when he is like to see the voice of God. That music of the spheres is going on 24 hours of the day and night. But our eyes, our ears are sealed, as I told you yesterday. They unseal these, and we begin to hear. They take off the seal out from our eyes, we begin to see. And you see, it is said what you hear, the old prophet could not hear. And what you see, if the old prophet could not see. So we are fortunate in man's mind. So Master is the Word. He is a link between man and God. He is the one that takes people back to God, in few words. But he has got some competency, you see. They work while they are in the body. This is one thing they say always. Christ said, I must work the work of him that has sent me. While it is day, means while I am alive, the night cometh when no man can do anything. As long as I am in the world, I am the lighter. Very good. All Master says that. Tomorrow they have got some more competences, but more than that. And that is, they say, whomsoever we take up under control, whomsoever we initiate, that cannot be taken away by any power. In whomsoever they have sown the seed, they cannot snatch him away from his hold. So Master power never leaves anybody, even the man himself needs him. Even then he won't leave. That's the biggest thing, that he does it always. So such masters are there, they are always present in the world. They come to only reveal the Word, you see. So, he that heareth my voice has got everlasting life and passed from death to life. This is their competence. And they say that you don't find, don't have that experience, what he says, then you don't believe. So he is able to give you a demonstration of what he says. He says, we have seen it, and he can give other men demonstration. Some experience, some capital to start with on the way. And that ABC starts when you rise above body consciousness. When the world flows with the angel, it will start. So for the outer teachers who have taught us subjects in the worldly way, we are respectful to them, but this is some subject which starts when you rise above body consciousness. So Masters pray always, all people pray, O God, give us, we hanker after meeting such a Master. What does the Master do? As I said, anything would not like his son to be a minister. He would like his son to become a king. So every saint wants those coming to him to become saints, not less than that. So the prayer goes, Guru Ramdas says, when I pray to God, O God, give me such a master who may make myself like him. You see, this is his prayer. A very great prayer it is. O God, let me be such a master who not makes my life valuable but makes me to just as he is. So, all the world over, you see, whatever man prays for truly at heart, God grants him. That prayer should come out from the heart. Where heart, brain and mouth, they are in agreement. What you want at heart, you also tell it from the mouth and also think that when you have. If such a prayer is true, in God, when a man yearns for something, asks for certain years. So Maharaj says, if your prayers are true, and pray and wait, he'll give you. He has many to attend, so never be disappointed, he'll meet you. So he said, I wanted nothing else. No heaven, no beatitude of the outer world. Only I wanted God to meet me, such a master who himself in world made flesh and can make me also world made flesh. What do people say, what we do nowadays? We ask some, what you say, something of this world or something of the other world. Or we pray, O God, give us heaven. But he says, those who are really after God, they are not satisfied with these things. They are only satisfied when they can have the beatific vision of God. Once it happened, Lord Krishna was amongst his people over there. He went away from that place for a long time. And those who were there, they were hankering to see him. They were crying, they were weeping, they were like that. So Lord Krishna sent his devotee, Udo, go and tell them, God is within you, why are you hankering, why are you crying? He is not away from you, he is the very controlling power within you. Why don't you turn to him, within you? So he went over there, he explained all these teachings to them, and they said, well, Udo, whatever you say is not true, but tell us that thing whom our eyes are hankering to see, whose face, what remedy is there with you for that? This life is all right, but we want to see his face, meeting his vision of his face. So such like people, though are they in the world, they are not in the world. They are not after even imagination. The only thing that can satisfy them is his beautiful vision. Now compare us with others, what we want generally. We want the pleasures of this world, our families, our possessions, here or the world after. How many there? We are crying for the worldly things, day and night sometimes, weeping, crying. How many there are who are really crying for God? The Guru Ram Das says, look here, I prayed God to meet us such a person who world made flesh, who can make me also as he is, not below that. So God, he says, he gave, got my prayer accepted, and I had met my Guru who was like that. He did not make my life valuable only, but he made me like him, like a touchstone, you see. When it touches any, metal that turns into gold. But he says he has not made me gold, but he has made me the touchstone, he said. Now those who come in contact with me, they are also become like that. So such people who are really after love of God, even in the worldly sphere, you see, in thousands man is sitting where his heart is attached, amongst him, thousands he is available. This is true renunciation. So Master, do not advise such like renunciation to leave their hearts and homes, but to be attached to the power within them, so much so that while in the world, they are yet not in the world. Their boat in which they are rowing the worldly life is in the water, but water is not in their boat. So they are unaffected by all outside things. Now you see, look to our state of here. Our eyes are, all outgoing faculties are open. We receive impression from all of them. 80% we receive through the eye impression outside. 14% from the ears. And rest from the outgoing faculties. All the time impressions are flowing down into us, coming into us. and embedded in the subconscious reservoir of the mind. So faith, those who are in the world, outgoing faculties are open to the sense world. How can a man like that be remain unattached? This is one thing they put before us. They say, Maya means forgetfulness. We are men. You see? This forget illusion or delusion starts with the man body, because we need the indweller of the man body, not the man body. And we work from the level of the man body, which is changing, being made of matter. And the world is all around us is also made of matter, which is changing at the same speed as our body is changing. That you are this optical illusion. So I said, those who like that, how can they be in the world whose outgoing faculties are open to receive impressions all the time? How can they remain unaffected? So for that, what they say? They are in the world who such a masterpiece. What does it do? He raises their soul outgoing, attention from the outgoing faculties, brings them to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. From there, he gives life to all outgoing faculties. Because he rises every year, he gets that blessing over there, then outgoing faculties, those impressions coming from them do not affect him. Say, how God we can be saved, whose outgoing faculties are so open to receiving impression from outside. One says, oh God, we have put a nun on a small log of wood and put it in the midstream of the river. How can we save from drenching of clothes? So Master, what does he do? He gives us a permanent seat at the back of the eyes by regular practice, the demonstration of which is given at the time of initiation, and from there he uses the outgoing faculties, whatever he wants. He may be looking at some body and not looking. Attention is absorbed in somewhere else. His ears may be open, and maybe if the darkness is not here, so such like servants of God, or lovers of God, or lovers of the Master, they remain in the world, but they are not affected by the outside. Just like they wanted, but if that is called that remains in the water, but that remains unaffected by the water outside. When she flies with the wings all dry, and all the same those are attached somehow. We are attached in the world, you see, if to one man, then naturally thousands we are all alone. So the main thing required is we should attach ourselves to such one who is world-made flesh. World-made flesh only has the first seat at the back of the eye, where he works both ways, in the world and out the world. He looks that way also and that way also. His body is in the world, but his soul is in tune with God, with the bliss of God. And he appears to be engaged very much in the world, but with all that when he wants, he rises above body consciousness and travels into the beyond. That is his competence. Those who come to his feet, they also have the same competence. Those who follow the commandments of the Master, 100%, not they modify, no, they don't modify it, 100%. So every saint wants his, those coming to him should become like him. So what are they? You see, it is just like a tree which gives you sandalwood tree. It's very perfumed. The snakes, those are very poisonous. They seem to be just coiling around the tree to get some peace, maybe some coldness because they're burning in the pain, you see, on account of the poison they have got in their body. When they sting anybody, that man begins feeling pain, burning pain like this. So they are themselves burning, so they want it like that. He gives. Then the whole world is a tree of sandalwood. It's all his expression. You see? So, if we sit at the feet of the Master, he gives us what? Gives us an eye to see the God, light of God everywhere. When that eye is open, then you see everyone is God. Naturally, the outer things do not affect him. Moreover, he is always seat of working at the back of the eye. He uses these outer faculties at his will and pleasure, not dragged like a heavy. He says, meeting such a master, you see. But he said, he gave me an example, you see, that the great trolls of wood, firewood, if you put in the troll, you see, you fire to it, the whole thing burned up to ashes. Similarly, we have got sins of the past life, and those can be burnt away only if you get some light from the Master, the evil world made flesh. With that you find all sins of the past life up to date, all burnt away. This is the lesson when you come in front of the Master. He takes your charge for the past year to come in contact with the light within us. And for the future, he wants everybody to come under his control, abide by his commandments. So he is the such a power, you see. If our son commits something, just make it up. Little that. If our son commits any offense, what will he do? Would you like to send him to the police? I don't think. You can slap him in the face, look here, don't do it, but he will never suffer to let his son go to the police department. Similar, those who have come to the feet of the Master, he punishes his disciples himself. He got that power and judgment by God. At right also, all other souls, they come under the control of the Master. They got the power and judgment too. He judges those who have come to him. So his own records, which are lying in the judge of what he said. Other to judge our action, that is not with them. So any man who has come to him, you see, nobody can snatch away from his control. This is the main thing. So he says, what would you get by that? He says, if you such a master you meet, who are world made flesh, by radiation they give out the radiation of Nama world because he gives his own life, he is world made flesh, and when he initiates somebody, he gives his own life, part of it. But it does not cost him much because he is in perennial contact with the perennial source God. So what does it mean? What is the effect? When you come near him, come in his field of action of what you say, personal aura, then you are affected that way. And he sees God, you begin to see God by radiation. This is what I am speaking this evening, you see. If we come across by God's grace and contact with such a person, with world made flesh, he radiates light, ringing radiation, he has got. When you come within that field of area, action, you are attacked by it. You begin to hear the ringing sound. This is what it is. Just like If a man is a charged body, if something is charged body by electricity, if you come in contact, are you charged or not? Naturally. So his whole body is charged, you see, with the world network within him, and anybody who comes within that area, whoever touches him, then the other one person who comes within that area, they are also charged. They begin to see God. They see God within, they begin to call. Who dwells receptively within them? That's the point. It's a matter of receptivity, you see. One third by taught by word of mouth and two thirds by receptivity. So to come to a master, devotion is required. To dwell receptivity. He will teach you by the word of mouth all these things, give you demonstration also. But if you want to dwell it further without receptivity, you cannot go too far. Because two thirds is to be learned by receptivity and one third by word of mouth. He said, such like, pray for such like people. He said, I pray for him, O God, meet us such a master who may make myself like him. So pray for that. Ramanji 6 is always prayer, O God, give us a contact to such a person. In only contact with this, we have the sweet memories of God, and by His radiance we also begin to see God. This is prayer among the saints, and all also, others also pray like that. Now what they admonish? He said, don't come in contact, have the company of those. Don't mix up with people who are not in tune with God, who are in tune with the world. Those who are within, they have not contacted God, you see. And if you go there, then what you will gain out of that? They simply make you also do it, skeptic about what you say. To avoid the company of such people, because if there is some threat, you see all the knots within. If you take out, can you take out any thread complete? That is broken, because it is already knotted. So he said, he is a man such like, if you come and have mission with them, no purpose in church, simply you will begin to have doubts about what you have been seeing yourself. Kabir says, if you see somebody, run away from him, far away. Infection may not affect you. So once you meet a master, our job is to remain in contact with him, if far away, by development of receptivity, or remain in contact to call upon. Don't mix with others who are not for God. Who are for the world, they will affect you. This is what they mean to say. That is the reason why many people who are put on the way, they leave. They are dragged away by those who are viewed with the worldly thing. So, they advise us, well, the society and the company of a true saint is only what is wanted. Yes, God is reverberating within them, is enlightening body, radiating rings, ringing bells, you may say, ringing light. So, when you come in contact, you begin to have that thing also seen in your body. That is by receptivity, this is what is wanted. Most is needed. Most people who come in contact with others with low impulses, they go down. So every step we have to be very cautious about this. Pray God, O God, help us. And help does come. And master power is the world made flesh. The ears is within you. So this blessedness of coming in contact with God, world, is within you. How can you have it? With the grace of Master, who is the world made flesh? So God is so high. I am in the physical, we are in the physical plane. He is above physical, astral, causal, super causal, and even beyond. How can we, O God, reach you? Guru Nanak prays at one time, O God, you are the highest, I am groaning in the earth. and the man body, which is made of physical body, which is earth. Oh God, we pray, send somebody, bring us in contact with somebody who can raise us from the body, bhakta, the man body, and give you contact with your God, with His special power. Who can give us that contact? Only that one who is the world made flesh. So that we may come reach you. So when such like masters met, you see what we should do. Naturally, if you have come with that light, that naturally we find, we pray, O God, let us remain in this company till death. You see, but naturally, if you find such a master, you get so much blessing from him. You will always pray, O God, let me make the humblest slave of those who have become your son, in which you are manifest. And say, for how long? He said, until my last breath. Any lover would like to die at the feet of his beloved. Maybe worldly, maybe spiritual. When you find such a master, it is a great blessing to have a living master like that. They are all masters, rare in the past. Even now they are rare, but the world is not without them. The masters come, and the further work is carried by the disciples, who are fit receptacles. So my advantage says, this is the prayer of a real seeker, lover of God. Oh God, you are the company of such like people who have become your slaves, not of the world. We are all slaves of the world, of the children, of the family, of the possession, of the, what you say, pleasures of this world or of the other world. Those who only want you and you alone, nobody else, such like men, make us their slaves, their servants. For how long? Till our last breath should be out only at the feet. Says, if of this prayer you have made it, he says, I made this prayer, which is, you see, the who is wise, wisest, who would like to sit by fire, burning. There's no in Bible which is said somewhere about John, that he is burning fire between you, radiating these things. So even the wisest people would like that. Even though devotees, who are lovers of God, they also after those in whom God is manifest. So all this thing comes up, you see, only for those who are made flesh. Now what is the beauty in it? Wherever they lived, those places became places of pilgrimage. Just look at Christ, Jesus Christ, lived at Jerusalem. Is not the place of pilgrimage for all Christians? Prophet Muhammad lived at Makkah, Medina. That is the place of pilgrimage of all the Muslims, all the world. Buddha has enlightenment. There is a place in India. That is the place of pilgrimage of all the Buddhists of the world. Other saints also come wherever they live. Those places became the places of pilgrimage. Guru Nanak lived in a village which was called Talwandi. Now it has become Nankanatha. He had a talk with some saint who was just antagonist and he would not like to give water. And Master Vidhi, with little thought of his, drank the water. So that place became a Pajasa. So all other places, you'll find that they become the place of pilgrimage. Now can you compare who is the bigger, the place of pilgrimage or the world-made place? You have to say, world-made place is sweeter than that. Wherever you put your feet there, those places became places of pilgrimage. So we are well for the place of pilgrimage, but when you compare the two, which it becomes. Why places of pilgrimage became to be called pilgrimage place? Because one place lived there. So So such a prayer, they are praying only for that reason, that wherever they put their feet on, they become the place of pilgrimage. We like to visit those places, you see. So he says, if you hear about such a person somewhere, what you should do. So generally you find we are simply think our position. I am a king. I am a learned man. You see, I am a man of position. I am such and such, adept in such and such way. So leave all that. If you have such a person somewhere, just leave all and sit at their feet. Why some people, you see, many people do not realize full benefit of such persons. The world is there without them, but they think we are a high position, how can we go to them? We are rich, we can purchase such like one, I did love them. So he said, with all that you should leave all these things and go to the feet. It so happened that Saint Ravidas was in India. Mirabai name you might have heard, she was his disciple. So he heard about Saint Ravidas. He was a cobbler. Man had to earn his own livelihood, mind them. They don't live on the livings of others, earnings of others. They live on their own. So he heard about it, but he would not dare to go to it because he was a cobbler. I am a king, how can I go? So some days after he could not remain, at the time of the evening he ran up to his house and he was washing skin. He said, Master, I have come. He said, well, all right, he left all the position and come to obtain, let me give him the nectar of life. So all nectar of life, water of life, bread of life, give me attention. He just already has it, drink that very water with which he was washing the skin. He thought, oh, my life is far. That is why I was afraid of. I would not have liked to come to him. I was afraid of that. He would give me water of his skin. But you see, the personality of his master has something, cannot issue. He took like that, did not drink it, but let it go to the shirt. He came back running by, oh God, I am saved today, otherwise my life has been spoiled. He called for the washerman and told him, liquor, now go and straight up, wash it away. There's some, I mean, spot of that skin, color like that. The washerman offered his daughter to just wash it with the, I mean, tongue. The blood was gone. That there was attention. Attention works wonderfully. It is the attention that works. Just the attention will give you demonstration of seeing light. The daughter of the Swami began to be here, she is a saint. Like to go to Samadhi, people began to come to see her and worship her. And the king heard, oh, my washerman daughter of the saint. She is not a cobbler. I should go and pay respect to her. He came up, the men were sitting, and the daughter was also sitting. When she saw the master, king coming, he should put up his hole and told him. He says, King said, when you hear, I have come to pay you homage, you are a saint. You need not have stood and folded your hands. She said, when you hear, King, I have not folded hands only for the reason that you are a king, but for the purpose what I have got is to your favor. It was the attention that was given to you by Ravidas, and you got that watch away. I licked it with my tongue, so I got it all. So he was very much ashamed. Now say, when I was ready, if you are learning, go to him, hear him what he has to say. He is not to take away what you know. Have the patience to see. First, you dare to go to him, see what he said. And when you go there, you are learning man, listen to what he knows. What you know, you already know. See, he might say something else. So what a glass you put on the tumbler of water, that is filled, not the glass which is above the tumbler. Go and see who you are. He said, leave everything and go to the seat and hear what he said. But I think maybe talking of the heavenly things of the God, how rich, he may be competent to give that demonstration to. He said that the wise counsel that you are very sharp, man of position, or very learned, everything, leave all and go to sit at the feet of the Lord. He says, then what will happen? The master will be able to what we are now. Our soul is dipped in the poison of the organ faculties, drum within it. He takes our soul above the organ faculties and gives the contact with God. We begin to see God. He says, he, doer, we are not the doer. The result is that Lord of reckoning has no business with you, because he, all your actions are washed away by coming in contact with God. So the first thing that will happen, your all past records of sin will be washed away. You are not to attend the Lord of any reckoning, but Master himself may give you something nice. If you have done anything wrong, he will punish you himself, not sent to the police. This is what is great comfort. Moreover, those who are come under his control, they cannot, nobody has got any power to snatch them away from them. This all Christ said, everybody. He says, that's what your question, even not this earth in the past, but you are also not in contact with God. Like a tree which has no water at the roots becomes all dry, all leaves shaken off, power. Even that is given water at the root, that becomes green. He says, even you have been for birth past, just identified with the world outside, quite not in coming contact with the water of life within you. So Master gives you that water of life within you to make you green, exuberant. So man is an upwarded tree. Other trees have got their root in the ground, and man has roots above and the branches below. So this is what they get, the water of life, when they rise above body consciousness at the back of the eye. He says, maybe for him it's just that. If you meet with such a master, you will have that feeling. Now what he gives is a feeling, master says, he says, look here, for that reason, don't delay. Do it as quickest as possible, even not a moment delay. What you do, go and sit at the feet of the master. He says, well, what is with him? What is that medicine? What is that, what is competence he has got? How he works all this? His old sins are burned away. Whoever comes under his control cannot be snatched by any power, even the negative power cannot snatch away. If he is to judge, he will judge him with the power given by God to him. Then he says he has got something with panacea, life, which is panacea for all his life. And that is the water of life. That is called word, that is called now. They bring in contact to hear that sound principle, that music of the spheres reverberating in all creation and controlling all creation. And that's the way back to Absolute God for very time. He says, this is what is God. God has given that thing, word, manifested in him. If you go to him, then naturally who will get that thing? Who keep his commandments 100%? Why we delay? Because we amend those commandments to meet our own wishes, maybe low, maybe high, others. So he says that water of life, the what is merchandise of that, he kept with the Satya, with the Satya Master. Whoever goes to him and keeps his commandment 100%, he gives him, just gives a demonstration of it to him. He is not to wait till after life, after death. This is the greatest tragedy in our mastery. So for that he says, when such like masters come, you see, they proclaim to the world, look here, you want to go back to your home, what you should do? He says, come along, God will give you, if you are ready for it. When people proclaim, come on, train is ready, come on, who wants to go? And then suddenly, train going up, you know. So this is what they do, come. You know, Christ told disciples, you will send them for preaching, what you heard in the ear, tell them from the whole top. So they come openly with the commission from God to bring back children home. And what is that water alive? That is something. He gives you content by raising you above body consciousness with sound and the life principle. So, say if you want permanent peace, permanent jaya, permanent life eternal, then what you should do? Go sit at the feet of the Master. Surrender yourself to the Master. Surrender is very difficult. To keep awareness also is easier. To have a man life of discipline is easier. But to surrender everything to him. May I give you an example of surrender? Of this very God-man who I am quoting you. He was ordered by his Master, Guru Amar Das. You see, when Master leaves, they see who is fit for the job later on. They don't give up. Otherwise. So he ordered all, well, there are many, you see, when Master leaves the body, many are hankering after Mastership. He says, ordered all right, raise these platforms, bring this earth from there and raise them. All began to make, because you see, apparently we are very obedient to the Master, see, all we get, do it. Once, twice, thrice, he says, it's not all right. Just raise another way. Then they again did it. Then he said, this earth is no good, bring the earth from there, then make it. Again he got them prepared, you see, once, twice, thrice, then times. He said, this place is no good, come on the other way. So other way he went, so all people began to leave it. You know, what is it? What's it? Just raise the thing and demolish it. Well, no sense in it. If you do say like that. Then he says, everybody left him. And he was going out of power 70 times or something. And people ask him, look here, your Master is an old man. His brain is not in order. What is sense in that? To raising the platform and demolishing here, there and everywhere. And he wept, said, my Master is all wisdom. If he ordered me to do that all through life, then what I have to do? Only take such commands as the Master. So that is the example of self-surrender, where your mind or interest doesn't interfere. Of course, interest may interfere to understand something. Once you have understood, then have it. So this is, you see, general, this is for those who are innocent, like babes. Oh God, I am grateful to you that you kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. So this is what they do. So he says, we are very fortunate to have the man body, that the golden opportunity that you have got. If more fortune comes to our share, then you meet a living Master, it is a great blessing to a living Master and be in tune with the God and to special power, talent. This is the fortune, more fortune. So everybody, you see, we are in a delusion. We are in the control of mind, you know, our own faculties identified with the body world outside, forgotten ourselves. That power is controlling us, but with all that we do not know, because we are identified with the outside, unless we are withdrawn from outside, raised up the body level, then this is the feat of the Master who does it. So he brings you in contact, says you, while living the world, in the body also you can have that nectar of now. And those who are now in this, what you call forgetfulness, they are tied to the world. Where they go, where they are tied. If they are tied to the world, naturally they will come round and round again to the world. If man body, they come by fortune, meets some living master, is in contact with God, it is flesh and power within, when get that bliss, after leaving the body, he will go to his feet, not to the world. That is what is wanted. He says what to do, God is permeating all. And just in coming with that which is permeating all, which can lead you to the source from which it has emanated. So this can be done by the players which started the sea of God meet us with some person who is world made flesh and also makes us world flesh, such a master is God. So company of the saints, you find this is called true satsang. To come in contact with God and to flesh is already satsang of the first grade. And secondly comes when you come with some people who are world made flesh. By keeping their commandments and by surrendering to them, to having two-thirds of the teaching which are given by radiance, you get it. That is second form. What we consider, any man, intellectual man comes and gives some past histories and other things. Also some philosophical cogitations I might say. But we want such a person who has got, who is world made flesh and he can give us a contact with the world within us. That's all. And if there are flowers, they are radiating what you perfume from the body, because thoughts have got their colors and also for perfume too. We use so much toilet everywhere. Those in tune with God, they need no toilet, you see. Their thoughts really have sweet perfume. And their radiance also of particular colors. We just want the way of living they have about. Though I, yogis, I did see. Al-Bhati used to say, when anybody comes, we see it is a glass of jar of glass. What is in there? Pickle or some sweet? So that I will be developed by when rising above body consciousness. So this is the, if you put flowers in a room, whole room is perfumed, is it? If you put in some dirty things in the room, whole room will be perfumed with that other. So Maharaj, all masters say the same thing, you see. He says by following all your outward practices, he needs them. And he says by following all your outward practices, he needs them. And he says, what you get, can get in the company of a saint, for short time, you cannot get that while doing all those practices also. So, Manaru gives an example, he says, I went to a busy place, bathroom, and found some cloud of earth. I took it and went it, was very perfumed, you see. I always, that is just to make people understand. I always, Lord of earth, how you become perfumed? He says, I am poor earth, Lord of earth. But I have been in contact with perfumed flowers. Their perfume was just as the kidney, I have become also perfumed. So company, that is why they have got it. After being initiation, we on the God, to remain in contact by correspondence, or by radiation, by receptivity, with such persons who are that. Don't be subway with others. You may have your affair, but not be sub. So whatever radiation, you will become that. That is why sometimes happens. Man going on the road, high up, he is dragged down below on account of the company there. So this is, I think this is my last talk here. Tomorrow I will be leaving personally, physically, not in my wishes will be all on my mind, but this is what I have come to know. I have been believing also now. This is what is wanted. You have been put on the way back to God, to the grace of God, and you can progress by leaps and bounds. You become receptive to God, keep His commandments too. So my best wishes are with you, with all what I have come to know, I have put before you in few words, live up to them and remain in contact. Avoid all such company which can drag you down. That is to your interest. Man body is the highest rung in creation in which we can know God and know that we are fortunate. And fortunate all, we are also put on the way. We know there is something. So this is what you got, what the Bible says. Even the old prophet could not see what you see. The old prophet could not hear what you hear. So this is something of the beyond when you rise above body consciousness. When the world lost, then there the religion starts. So my vision is with you always, as Master ordered me, it is His. I mean, grace working, that you all people, whatever you got, that is all that you go to Him and the God in Him, of course. If you abide by these things that are submitted, remain, I also told you in the evening, remain in contact, keep dying. So criticize yourself as you criticize others. Don't spare yourself. And weed out. Not simply say, I am sinner, that won't do it. Weed out. And also put in regular time to the word power within you, that will wash you all sins. So I am glad to see you all people over here, last 3 days. What I have little I have come to know with the grace of my Master and God overhead, that will place before you in few words. According to the old saying, of course, I am only giving little testify that it is so. If you live by that, God will bless you. My wishes will remain with you. You are also requested to remain in contact with your dad. Keep dying. That is a great blessing, I say, what I found in my life, even as a student I am. If you simply keep dying, without all imperfection, you can have transfusion, I say. What if you want? Sweet light is something else. Only transfusion you can have. If your water is all, no wind over it, no rumbling and no waves in it, ripples in it, you can see your face in the body. So I may thank you all for this patient hearing. I'm glad to see them while I'm here, and I pray with you what the best I could have. I had with the grace of my heart. Live up to them. My mission will be all with you. With God and the Master, this is working. Yes, Father, is there any, Mr. Zaheen or somebody else? Are you? Mr. Khanna. Yes? What? Say, what I have to submit, I have submitted. I am just thanking you all for the patient hearing of you today, yesterday, Lord is before us. What I want to just judge for yourself, what is what and where you can benefit. Explain it is all silent. Do as you like, I'll do. What? You want, as he says, you have a silence for a few minutes. But silence for what purpose? To only ponder over what you have been placed before you. You live up to that. The more you live, the more benefit you get. So my wishes are there, even I am here physically or not, God working, a way for working of my Master, me will help you, all will help you, unassured, that's all I can say. With full confidence in Him, He does it and He is doing it and He will do it. further program you want to sit in silence or freedom? Cut off from all world outside, no ramification of mind, alive in the mind. What is the program? My channel? Say something. Long, what you say, long journey of man life I had so far. After 79 years, that I place before you in few words. And this is the teachings which have been given by all masters, whether they came in East or the West, basic teaching. Not the social teaching or the rituals and the remain where you are, not to change them. Simply have true life and contact with God. And the beatific reign of God. That's the only thing. All right. We are going to come outside. Somebody will come outside.